Hello guys, welcome to another podcast. It's another day, it's another podcast. This is the James Sinclair Audio Experience. It's the podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners to help their business grow. We're live on Facebook as well. So if you ever listen to these podcasts regularly and you'd like to get commenting and actually ask questions live on the podcast, then get yourself over to James Sinclair's Entrepreneurs Network. It's a public Facebook page on Facebook. Also, if you really like discussing this sort of stuff, then please get on over to the James Sinclair's Entrepreneurs Chat. Ask to be a member of that and I'll approve you. That is a closed Facebook group full of business owners and entrepreneurs sharing caring advice to help grow your business. So please, I really recommend you doing that. And this is a podcast with a bit of difference. I actually do it live in my office so you can hear people walking around, you can hear my team talking in the background because we want it to be real. This is a place of entrepreneurship and enterprise. Chudders, who makes all of our content, sits next to me and he's got a new sexy curvy screen. I mean, this is I've got screen envy here. I mean, I know most of you will be listening to this, but it like curves round. It's the epitome of cool. What does that do, Judds? Why is that better?
That just looks sexy, like you said.
Is that the only thing? It doesn't actually improve working conditions.
If it was wider, it would make a difference.
So if it was wider, if it was big, it would make a difference. It's still a fair size, but basically he bought it for ego purposes rather than practical purposes, which, hey, let's be absolutely honest, most human beings buy things for ego purposes rather than practicality. Talking about the word practicality here on the podcast today, because I ran a whole seminar this weekend, and it's called my James Sinclair's Entrepreneurs Masterclass, and I beg you, if you're an entrepreneur that's serious about growing your business, you should wander along to one of my seminars. The next one, the Business Growth Seminar, we run pretty much monthly. That's free to go to at the moment. It's not going to be free forever. That's 4 hours of killer content to help grow your business. If you want to find out how you can book onto one of those for free, just go to our YouTube channel, type in James Sinclair. You'll find loads of my videos. And in the video description on any of those videos, thank you very much, Janky. Janky's trying to keep out. Look at this, that was magic, wasn't it? Just if you were watching on Facebook, you'll see a bottle just appeared on the screen. If you click on the video description on any of our videos, you will see very clearly that on there, there is a link where you can book along to come to one of my seminars for free. But let's get into today's content. Let's make the beauty happen. And the beauty, the discussion, the subject that we're talking about today is this wonderful word, which is not discussed enough, in my opinion, in business and entrepreneurship, and it's the word of leverage. I actually call it the beauty of leverage. And actually, all the most successful people that I've met in entrepreneurship and business have leverage at their very heart. Now, they might not call it leverage, but they do leverage activities. And I thought, you know, this is such an important thing to talk about. I wanted to get it on the podcast today. It's the beauty of leverage. It's what successful entrepreneurs focus on or do instinctively if they don't know they're doing it. So let's have a look at what leverage really is. Basically, to me, leverage is when you do the work once but get paid forever. So I'm making this podcast. I'm doing the work once. The podcast is going to stay there. You're probably going to be able to access the podcast when I'm dead, and it will just continue to work. It will continue to get lessons. It will be like a little motor that will keep on going out into the world and getting stuff done. It's when I write books. I've wrote two books, The Experience Business and The Millionaire Clown. Those two books, and I've just wrote a third book. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into them, but once I've done the work, it continues to work for me. And I've dealt with loads of clients and people that have been to my seminars that do repeatable work. If you do repeatable work, you're never going to get more stuff done. You want to make sure you're doing stuff that's, you know, it could be hard work, but it repeats. So like writing a book, making a video, and I try and leverage all my work. So like, I'm doing a podcast here, but I'm also leveraging it by putting it on my Facebook page, so it's dual purposed. We might then take snippets out of this and put it into one of our videos that we're putting on YouTube. We'll take audio from a YouTube video and turn it into a podcast. If I go and do a keynote, we turn that into a video on a podcast. I want to make sure that my work is being leveraged all the time. Hey, look at this. When you think about the franchise business model, model. You know, McDonald's create a set of systems and processes. They call this an operations Bible, a franchise agreement, and they repeat it and sell it thousands of times around the world. This is leverage work. And in my opinion, most people just don't do enough leverage work. They're doing lots of one-off repeatable work. Like they'll, you know, a classic thing is, you know, they'll pack and pick and pack in the warehouse. This is what, you know, they want to be in the operations of the business. Well, other people need to do the operations in the business so that you can do the leverage work. You don't want to be doing unleveraged work, you know, always answering the phone, answering emails that keep on repeating. You want to be doing the high value tasks. The high value tasks are the leveraged work. Make sure you do everything so it's repeatable so that you can get more stuff done. It is the language of successful entrepreneurs. And hey, it's just a cold, harsh reality that most people don't use leverage enough. Here's some of the other things that you can lose leverage on. You've got a property that's worth £1 million. It's now, you know, you've got £250,000 mortgage on it. You've got £750,000 worth of equity on there. How are we leveraging that? How are we making our money work harder for us? Are we giving that as security to grow another business? Are we re-leveraging it to go and buy more properties to make more cash flow? If you've got a brand, are you leveraging it enough? I mean, if you look at someone like Richard Branson and Virgin, like they've leveraged that brand into trains, into music, into aeroplanes, into Virgin Healthcare, Virgin Money, and they're leveraging that brand to grow their business. Most people just don't leverage enough. Here's one of the things that people don't think about so much when it comes to leverage, and probably the thing that I've done most is leveraging your management team. You know, if you've built a right-hand man or a left-hand lady and this fantastic team, what are you doing to leverage them? You know, can you get them to do more things and repeatable business? You know, like think about the McDonald's business. They went and bought Pret A Manger sort of 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was. Don't quote me on the dates, go and Google it yourself. But trust me, they bought a big share in Pret A Manger because they had a management team that they knew they could leverage and grow the Pret A Manger brand bigger, quicker and faster. And then they sold it back off to another private equity company. But McDonald's leveraged their management team in that situation. You think about Disney buying Marvel and Star Wars. They're thinking, right, can we leverage our board of directors to go and manage the Star Wars studios and the Marvel studios? Yes. Can we leverage their merchandise and get their brands and characters into our theme parks? It's all about leverage, folding into existing empire. I mean, once you start understanding that this is what successful people do, then you can really catapult the growth of your business. What about systems? Leveraging systems. You know, can you repeat your systems? Like, look at Amazon. You know, they just set up in a new country. What did we do in the USA? Let's do it in the UK. Let's leverage the systems, the way we design the warehouses. You know, this is, you know, what systems can you, this is why I love regulated businesses, by the way. It's why I love day nurseries. You know, it's regulated. Ofsted say, here, here you go. Here's the set of systems and operations that you can run your day nurseries. And if you don't do that, we'll close you down because we're a watchdog for the local for government, i.e. watchdog. This is in the UK. Ofsted, sorry, this is in the UK. And you operate to a set of systems, but you can have 10 nurseries all using the same systems. And you think about why I think businesses like restaurants seem to fail so much and nightclubs seems to fail so much is because people go and set up six different restaurants. They have six different menus, six different styles because it's an entrepreneur running it. Well, actually, if you think, this is unleveraged work, you know, you can get more done when you have leverage of systems. So leverage your people, leverage your team. Can you get your team to do more? What can you do to sweat the assets of your business? I mean, if you look at any of my businesses, we're always looking to create multiple revenue streams, putting a second or third revenue stream. So if you come to one of our family entertainment centers, well, boom, we've put in a day nursery in there because we want to leverage that. We've put another business in the same building. We're talking right now about building photo studios in all of our businesses because we've got people, customers coming through the doors, hundreds of thousands of people, or over a million customers coming through the doors of all of our venues each and every single year. We want to see if we can leverage them and sell them other services that complement their needs while they're in our business. And I just don't think people think about leverage enough. To sum it all up, in conclusion again, what does leverage mean? It means you do the work once and get paid forever. You know, are you doing stuff like writing books and continuing to be able to sell the books? Or are you starting to write a new book every day that you never get finished? That is just not fun. The difference is, I mean, most people are in this folly of doing new stuff all the time and you never get more stuff done. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. It's been a bit of a short one today, but I don't want to muffle it with stuff outside of this subject, because I think this is one of the secrets of success of successful people. Think about leverage work, guys. Think that you're doing the work once, getting paid forever. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please share it with your entrepreneurial friends. Let people know what you think about it. And don't forget, check out our YouTube channel, because we've got over 350 videos at the time of recording on business, entrepreneurship, marketing, getting customers, getting stuff done. Check it out, James Sinclair on YouTube, and follow me on LinkedIn. We'd love to see you there as well, because that's where we put all of our content. Stay safe. Be successful to your continued success. This is James Sinclair signing off. Ta-ra.